This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Well, Pastor Patrick, retired, but he's not retired. He's not just getting a salary, but he's not retired. He's still a pastor. We're so blessed to know you. They're the most generous, humble people that I know. Sutani Louisa finds me the other day. I had a quick lunch time, and I just wanted to buy something small just to eat at lunch and cupcakes for the evening for a small group at Pick and Pay in Tiger Valley. And Tani Louisa sees me, introduces me to her sister, and then talks to me until she pays my bill for my stuff that I bought, because she says, "I just want to honor you." And I'm like, this is the wrong way around. So, but she refuses to receive. But anyway, so they're really the most humble people and generous people that I know. And when I grow up, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. Amen.
But before we start, it's not wrong to be good to your pastor. There was a time in our lives where we were so spoiled by family like you that we out of our socks. So I want to challenge you to bless them. They're the father and mother of this church, so be kind to them. Okay. Enough. My name is Louisa Moffat, and I grew up in a very, very strict home. No movies, no pants, no makeup, no nothing. And out of that, I become a very conservative young woman. But I gave my heart to the Lord when I was very small. And we were staying on a cattle farm in the Kalahari. Hard times, droughts, very hard times. And if you want to go to the nearest station, you have to travel 5 hours on a sandy road to get to the train to take you to Paul or Stellenbosch, where I was studied to be a teacher. And then my life started. But there was two verses that was imprinted in my mind. The one was Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the ways of the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. And the other one was, don't be unequally yoked. And I battle with that because I meet a lot of wonderful young men. But not one of them was, according to me, spiritual enough. So, so holy that I was no earthly good. But in any case, after I studied, I was in different schools and served teaching and loved the Lord. Loved the community and loved the church where I was. And then after a few years, I joined the AFM youth team for 3-4 years. And I work amongst the students in Potch and in Bloemfontein. And that was a wonderful privilege to me. But after those 3-4 years, I decided I have to go back teaching. And then I landed up in the Kalahari again at a 2-month school. It's net ek in die hoof. And that was very lonely and challenging times, because I was so longing for someone that loved me and cherished me and loved me for who I am. And after some time, I got a call from one of my friends in Transvaal that says, there's a wonderful post open in Crosby. Apply for it. And I did it, and I landed up in Johannesburg. So my brother and his family were at a conference, and I went to visit them. And here come a stranger up to me, and his first words to me is, "Will you marry me?" That was a shock of my life, because before the bell goes that Easter holiday, my principal called me to the office and he said, Louisa, you're going to meet your husband this holiday. Imagine, 41, meet my husband. You must be joking. So that evening we decided we go to a service the next morning. And when we came at the parking lot, it was only the two cars. Pat's car and Louisa's car. No service. So we decided we go to the Easter.
The Rand Easter show.
You see, you must have a helpmate. And that day was fantastic. We bonded in a wonderful way.
It was.
And I supposed to go the next day to my sister in Kuruma, but he said no. Stay the next day. So I stayed, and we had a wonderful picnic at Little Falls. And when he opened the little bar